And what we've been talking about in 2022, what kind of year do you want? A fresh new year, right? Keeping it fresh. In 2022, we're going to keep it fresh. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, we talked about how we are going to forget the past, how we're going to forgive. And so we talked about forgetting the past and forgiving. And then we started talking about encouragement. And Barnabas was our example. Last week I talked about the Barnabas principle and how Barnabas, and the more I studied Barnabas, the more excited I got. Barnabas was an amazing, amazing human being, amazing saint of God. And apparently God must have really gave him an assignment that helped so much of the New Testament early church. In fact, if you read a little bit through the entire book of Acts, you will see Barnabas is there at almost every single every super important part of the story of the book of Acts in the early church. Barnabas seems to be there behind the scenes. He's not always an upfront guy. He's not like Paul. But he seems to be at very key points in the early church. And there's some things that we can learn from his life. And so we started talking about some of those things last week. We said that he was a generous person. That he was a generous person. He lived generously. We said that he also was a potential finder. He looked for potential in others and pulled them up. We also said that he was a risk taker and that he was looking for others to gather the grace of God. He was a people promoter. He lived mercy. He always lived in mercy, treating others better than they would be treated. In fact, remember, he was the one who brought the Apostle Paul, when they were afraid of him, he brought the Apostle Paul to the disciples and said, he's a good guy. He's really had an experience with God. He was a risk taker. He believed when things didn't look like it was all going to go that way, he still believed. And so those are some principles that we could live by. But today I want to talk to you about how to encourage yourself. So let's go, if you would, to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And we're going to go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Father God, that it has great power to change us, to help us to live differently. Father, we thank you for allowing this word to get into our hearts and help us to live and to keep a fresh new year. In Jesus' name. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, we have an amazing story of David. David was known, according to the Word of God, as somebody who encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever been in a situation where there was nobody around you to cheer you on and you felt very alone? Anybody? You don't have to raise your hand. But if you've ever felt like that, even if it wasn't accurately true, I got to tell you, all of us at some point have felt like nobody was around and that there was nobody in your corner. Well, I want to tell you, if you are a believer, there is always somebody in your corner. And if you're a part of this church, I'm in your corner. We're in your corner. And we're believing and pulling for you. Amen. And so we said that encouragement means to inspire with courage in spirit and to point people to hope. So how do I encourage myself, Pastor Doug, when nobody else is cheering me on? How do I encourage myself? Well, let's look at this story and see if you can relate to it. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, we're going to read this chapter, at least most of it. And I want you to follow along if you would. Now, it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were from small to great. They They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire. Their wives, their sons, their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. This sounds like a desperate situation. This sounds like a very, very, very terrible, no good, rotten day. And I'm not just making light of that, because maybe you felt that way, that you've had a terrible, no good, rotten day. There are moments that we have all felt those kind of days. When you receive that bad report from the doctor, when you got that unexpected bill, when you realized that there was something wrong in a relationship that you had, or whatever it might be that you went through, or a family member gives you a call. We've all been there. Verse 5 says, and David's two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed. I don't know about you, but you would have been greatly distressed if somebody came and took your whole family and burned your house and burned the village that you were from. David is feeling pretty low at this moment. And it says, David was greatly distressed, for now the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. The key right here is David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He strengthened himself. So how are we going to do that? What are some lessons that we can learn on how do you strengthen yourself? How do you encourage yourself when you feel like nobody is in your corner? When you feel pretty alone? And like I said, all of us at some point in our lives have felt that way. We have felt distressed. We have felt extremely distressed. We felt like, listen, everybody wants to take me out right now. You might have felt that because of relationships, finances, health, you name it, the obstacles that come against you in your life. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. There was a secret to David and his resiliency in life. They use that term right now in pop psychology, resiliency. Resiliency. In other words, the ability to bounce back from a setback. Well, David had a secret weapon. He had a relationship with the Lord his God. Now, we as New Testament believers, not only do we have that access to God, but as we were singing about, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. We've got a secret weapon. A weapon against those obstacles. A weapon against that discouragement. Let's look on and see what we can learn from how David handled this. And so David was greatly distressed, verse 6, for the people spoke of stoning him. Now he's got even the people that were with him, they got them upset with him. And because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters, but David strengthened himself in the Lord. And then David said to Abijah the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring me the ephod here to me. And Abijah brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord. Verse 8, if you haven't done so, you might want to underline that. He inquired of the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. In other words, he talked to God about it first. He talked to God about it first. I'm not saying that you can't talk to others. I'm not saying that you can't talk to your support group, to your community of faith, to that sister or brother who can stand with you in faith. You should be able to talk to those people. You should have a community of faith, a support system. But the first person that we are to talk to about our issues, about our problems, when we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord, is who? Talk to God. Talk to the Lord. In fact, Psalm 42 and verse 5. Let's just go over there quickly. We're going to come back to David and learn some things. But in Psalm 42 and verse 5, let's look at a Psalm of Korah, Psalm 42 and verse 5. Now, this is an interesting Psalm because we see right here where not only does the psalmist talk to the Lord, but he talks to himself. Listen to what verse 5 says. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I want you to see that again. That he's talking to himself. You know, sometimes you need to encourage yourself. It's not enough just to wait for somebody else to encourage you. Sometimes you need to open your mouth and say something to yourself. Self, we're going to go pray. Self, we're going to go to church even when we don't feel like it. Self, we're going to open the Bible even though I don't feel any chill bumps. Come on. This is where the rubber meets the road. If we are going to be people who live a fresh new year and keep it fresh, then this is how we're going to do it. Because again, we see, let's go flip back over there to 1 Samuel 30. Let's see what happens. So David inquired of the Lord, verse 8, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them without fail and recover all. So David went, and 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, and he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were so weary that they could not cross the brook Besor. Now, understand something. This group of people that David is leading, some of them stayed behind. They were so grieved, so worn out from battles, so worn out from their trials, they couldn't even continue on. But they stayed behind and they watched the camp stuff. Now we find out in the end that God is faithful. They recover everything just as the answer came. And so some of the things that I'd like to take away in encouraging yourself with the Lord, talk to God. And this is something that kind of came to me. You know, as faith people, so often we don't allow ourselves to feel negative emotions because we feel like that would be maybe a lack of faith. But I want you to know something, that it looks from this story that David didn't deny his emotion. You don't deny that the emotion exists. If you're angry, you know, or if you're lonely, if you're tired. In fact, they have a little acronym that sometimes people will use. It's called the HALT system. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. HALT. In other words, stop. There's something else you need to do. If you're hungry, go feed yourself. If you're angry, figure out why you're angry. If you're lonely, call a friend. If you're tired, sometimes the most spiritual thing you could do is go take a nap. Did I hear an amen from anybody? You know, we as human beings, we can get cranky when we don't have our sleep. It's important that you pay attention to those emotions. Pay attention to those things. Don't deny that they exist. Because God gave you emotions. He gave me emotions. Not so that we could run our lives by them, but that there are opportunities for us. They're warning systems for us sometimes. Sometimes they are also, our emotions can be happy. He wants you to enjoy life. That sometimes our emotions can be laughter, so that we actually, our body releases a chemical that helps heal us. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Allow yourself to laugh out loud at a joke. Allow yourself to enjoy life. And as I like to say, if you're happy, smile. Let your face know about it. You know, sometimes we walk around that, you know, you wouldn't know that we're happy. You know, let your face know that you're happy. Smile. Go ahead and smile right now. Smile, right? Right? If you are online and you're smiling right now, you should be smiling. And you should be hitting that love and like button. Go ahead and smile. So our emotions are not meant to cause us to live by. In fact, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 says this, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." In other words, we don't run our lives by emotions, but we run our lives by faith, and faith in the Word of God, and faith in the author and the finisher of our faith, according to the writer of Hebrews, is Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So one of the things that in thinking about how to encourage yourself, how did David do it? Well, he talked to God. He didn't let his emotions run him. And he talked to God first. So first thing he did was he asked for the ephod, which was a way to communicate with God. There's some mysterious understandings of what that was. But he went to the high priest because he needed to talk to God. He needed an answer from God regarding, should I pursue or should I not? He got an answer from God, go ahead and pursue. You see, God will answer you when you talk to him about your sadness, about your feeling down. When you talk to yourself and say things like Psalm 42, "Soul, why are you downcast?" Why? Because you will have a way of refocusing yourself, grounding yourself in the things that are true. Because so often when we get down and depressed, it's because we're focusing on the wrong thing. It doesn't mean there's not a problem. It doesn't mean there's not a bill. It doesn't mean there's not something to overcome by faith. It just means that what are you focusing on? Your focus is the difference. So when we talk to God and we talk to ourselves, see, David talked to himself. Acknowledge your emotion, but don't live in that emotion. Acknowledge your emotion, but don't live in it. You know, if you're sad, okay, so you're sad. You don't have to stay sad. You might need to tell yourself that. I don't have to stay sad. See, it's what you're looking at. What you're looking at. I said this last week. You know, so often we look for what we want to see. So why don't you just look for what you want to see? If you want to see good, look for good. Well, if you want to see, you know, if you want to see something change for the positive, look for the positive. The enemy will come and he will get you to constantly look at the negative. Constantly look at every problem, everything that's going wrong. He will ensure that you have a no good, terrible, bad day. Because he will get you to focus on everything that is wrong. It is God who wants to lift you up, lift your countenance up. And so what are we going to do? We're going to talk to ourselves. Soul, why are you cast down? Hope in God. Why are you cast down? And so if you have friends that get you to focus on the positive, call those friends. Do not call the friends that are going to bring you down. Hello? Some of you need to hear that again. Do not call the friend who's going to bring you down, right? So the one who is going to tell you, oh, you think that's bad. What, you know what happened to me? And now you're getting ready to hear who had it worse. It's really important. You got to call somebody who's going to bring you out. And all of us are guilty of that sometimes. You know, where, oh, well, you think that's bad. Well, we had 18 inches of snow. And no, we didn't. We really didn't. But you know, what happens is our human nature kicks in And if we're not careful, we'll jump into the negative pit real quick with somebody else. Don't be that kind of friend to somebody. You know? Well, when I was sick. Come on. Every one of us, and I hear you. You all understand what I'm talking about. As soon as you start telling your story, your woe to somebody, instead of somebody bringing you out, they're going to tell you how bad it was for them. So I want to tell you this. Stay on the positive. Stay on the positive. Be careful who you reach out to. Reach out to those that are going to pull you up. Reach out to those who are going to give you a word, that are going to lift you up, who are going to say, I'm in your corner. You know, we don't need Job's comforters. And if you don't know, read the book of Job. Job had some friends that he probably shouldn't have listened to. And it's important that you surround yourself. And when you are feeling low and you need to encourage yourself in the Lord, be careful about who you talk to. Don't just tell anybody. And I'm not saying you shouldn't get you shouldn't have a counselor, or you shouldn't have a support group. Those are important. You should have those. Get your support group. Get your support, community of faith. If you've got a brother or sister that will bring you up, call them. They'll pray for you when you feel like you don't even have the strength to pray. And if that's the situation you're in, start talking to God, talking to yourself, and call those people that you know will bring you up. Because God's got an answer. He is there. All you have to do is ask. All you've got to do is ask, and the answer comes. David asked, shall I pursue? And God said, yes, you'll pursue. And not only did he say yes, he said, and you'll overtake them. God gave the answer before it even happened. God will give you an answer. And I want to tell you this. David also had to act on what was said. So when you do get that answer, when you do get that encouragement from the Lord, you've got to act. There is a part that you play in acting on his answer. This is how we encourage each other and ourselves in the Lord. Remember what it said there in Psalm 42 and 5. It says, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation. Now begin to thank God for the answer. When you are in those situations, you thank God. You act on what he said, and you thank God for the answer. You thank him for the answer. We see that in this story, if you read the rest of the story, going back to 1 Samuel chapter 30, that in verse 26, and when David came to Ziklag, he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Judah, to his friends, saying, here is a present for you from the spoil of the enemies of the Lord. And to those who were in Bethel, those who were in Ramoth and south, and those who were in Jatir, those who were in Aar, those who were in Siphor, and he goes on and on and on, and he's sending spoil. In other words, he's sending gifts out because God was faithful. And those who were in Hebron and all the places where David himself and his men were accustomed to rove. In other words, all those who helped him in the past, David went and spread the wealth around. He spread the gifts around because God answered his prayer. And he went back and he thanked them. I want to just encourage you that when you are encouraging yourself in the Lord, you talk to God first. Talk to him first. Look for his answers. He's going to give you his answers from the Word of God. He's going to give you an answer from the Word of God, and he expects us to act on that word. He expects us to act on that word and to give praise when he comes through, because God is faithful. Can we say that out loud? Say, God is faithful. He is faithful. We can encourage ourselves in the Lord when that happens, because as you encourage yourself in the Lord, one of the first things that we need to know is that God is with us. In fact, one of the names of Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. If we read all through the Old Testament, whenever there was a need of encouragement, when there was a need to take courage, when there was a need to build yourself up because you were feeling a little weak, it was to take courage to know that God is with you. If you want to know how to encourage somebody who is, down and out, where you almost have to scrape them up off the floor to even talk to them, you've got to tell them God is with you, because those words will actually bring strength enough to them that maybe you can get some more word on the inside of them. You've got to be able to get some more word on the inside of them. Maybe they've been through the battle. They've been through the turmoil. They've had loss. They've had grieving. They've had, you name it, they have had the trial. I want to just encourage you, tell them God is with you. He's with you. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus himself promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He sent the Holy Ghost to us. You are not alone. We need to hear that, and we need to be able to give that out to others. Now, we talked last week about being a Barnabas. That's being a New Testament Barnabas. God's with you. God is with you. You need to tell yourself sometimes, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I feel alone, but I'm not alone. He's with me. 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 When you feel alone in those decisions, when you feel alone, when you are walking through difficult situations, we know from the psalmist, you know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God is with you. It will bring strength to you when you are at your end. You need to stir yourself up in these things. In fact, in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. You need to sometimes, when you are needing to encourage yourself, you need to actually speak these things out loud over yourself. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. We know from Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. These are words that will bring strength to you. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. And Romans, the Apostle Paul writes to us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 38 and verse 39, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. Hallelujah. He will rejoice over you with gladness and will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. Hallelujah. I hope this is bringing strength to some of you who are going through difficulty. This is how you can encourage yourself in the Lord. This is how you can encourage yourself in the Lord. When you find God's word will just be rich to you. Whenever the children of Israel were discouraged, one of the first things that God would always say to them is, God is with you. I am with you. When you need to scrape yourself up off the floor because there's nobody there to do it, No, you are not alone. God is with you. You can get up. You can go again. You can make it. He is with you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is working on the inside of you. You can encourage yourself in the Lord. And the way you do it is talk to God first. Yet some of us just, we want to talk to social media first. Put a post out there, right? Listen, if you want Job's comforters, put the post out. I'm serious. I'm astonished at what people put on social media when they're going through a difficult time. You know, what they put, it just, I'm astonished. I'm thinking, do you really want to get out of this? I don't know why you're putting this on social media. You know, we have a phrase that goes something like this, misery loves company. You ever heard that? Job's friends, the people that were supposed to be consoling him, just dragged him down further. If you're looking for social media to pull you up, you will not find it on social media. You will not. Now, I understand we can put prayer requests out there. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when we emote and put all of our emotions out on social media. It's not a place that's going to treat you kindly, nor get you out of the hole that you're in. It is time to talk to God first. Talk to God first. Your brothers and sisters that will pull you up, your community of faith that will pull you up, your support system that will pull you up, but do not just go to anybody. That's not where you're going to find the encouragement that you're needing. In fact, our encouragement comes from the Lord, and that's where we need to go. That's where we can actually not only get encouragement, but now we can become encouragers. We can look for those opportunities to pull somebody up. We can look for those opportunities to say that kind word, to pick up the phone, somebody you haven't seen in a while, somebody you haven't heard from in a while. Hey, you were on my heart. I was just wondering, you know, how are you doing? You can become an encourager. Now, last week, I did it kind of backwards, and I didn't understand why the Lord showed it this way to me. But if we're going to be living a fresh year, forgetting those things behind, also forgiving ourselves and others, and encouraging each other by being a Barnabas, but then learning how to encourage yourself. I didn't understand why he would tell me to share with you how Barnabas encouraged others. I didn't understand that. I think I do now, because sometimes we need to know what something looks like in order for us to find out how we are to operate in that. Well, I believe that the reason why Barnabas could be the son of encouragement is because he knew this secret of encouraging himself in the Lord. Encouraging himself in the Lord. And you can learn that secret as well. And that is, talk to God first. Talk to God first. Inquire of the Lord. He's going to direct you, number one, into His Word. He's going to direct you, number one, into His Word. That's where you're going to find your answer. Your answer is going to be in the Word, and then He's going to expect you to act on it. We know what the Word of God tells us in Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Why is there an emphasis on it? Because when we rejoice, we release God's power to work in our situation. Things can change in that situation that looks hopeless. God will and can bring hope and light into that situation. The psalmist writes and says, the entrance of your word brings light. The entrance of your word brings light. When you feel like you're in a dark place, open the Word of God, and God's Word will turn the light on inside of you, and you will start to see hope again. Talk to yourself. Soul, why are you downcast? Why are you downcast? Hope in God. Hope in God. He's with you. What are you doing? You're stirring yourself up. I hope I'm giving you some practical suggestions on how you encourage yourself in the Lord. We all need it. We all need it because sometimes you're just not at a spot. You're not in a spot where you can be encouraged by others. Don't expect everybody else to encourage you. Sometimes you have to do it yourself in order. You got to start out. Start out when you don't feel like it. I don't feel like opening the Word. I don't feel like turning on praise music. I don't feel like going out. I don't feel like taking a walk. I don't feel like going and seeing anybody. You see, what are we doing? We're living by feelings when we get into that. What we have to do is live by faith and say, okay, no, I understand. I am feeling sad right now. But what are some things I can do to pull myself out of that? I hope you're getting this today, because this is important. If we're going to really be the Christians that we ought to be, once we start encouraging ourselves and we become instruments of encouragement to other people, God's able to work in our situation behind the scenes. And before long, the situation that you were so stressed out about, the situation that you were so down and depressed about, God is already doing and working and doing things behind the scenes before you ever even knew it, because you're so focused on others. You're so focused on being a generous person, being generous with your time, your talent, your resources, your words. Be generous with your words. That picking up the phone and saying, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. Are you okay? Can I pray for you about anything? What are you doing? You're being an instrument of encouragement. When we encourage ourselves, God is able to open things up for us, change things around, do things, work on our behalf, and you didn't even know he was doing it. Because that's the way he works. When we put our eyes on him, put our eyes on him. You know, Reverend Ennis, and I mentioned this last week, his message on December 26th, it's worth a listen. Because you're going to be focused on Jesus. Are you focused on Jesus? He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So when we need to encourage others and to encourage ourselves, then you pick yourself up. You say, okay, all right, I'm going to inquire of the Lord. I'm sad. I'm not. You know, sometimes your emotions will play tricks on you. Did you know that? Your emotions will play tricks on you. Sometimes you'll wake up and you think, I just feel sad. Well, why do you feel sad? I don't know. You ever had that happen to you? I just feel sad. I don't know why I feel sad. Well, talk to God. God, why do I feel sad? And he might just tell you, you didn't get enough sleep last night. Go ahead and take a nap. He might be telling you, open my word. I got something to tell you. He might tell you to act on something, to do something, to step out of yourself, to give something, to volunteer for something, to step out of your comfort zone to become a Barnabas to somebody else. I believe we're keeping it fresh in 2022. We're going to forget those things that are behind. We're going to forgive ourselves. We're going to forgive others. We're going to walk in that forgiveness. We're going to be like Barnabas and encourage. We're going to encourage those around us, but we're also going to encourage ourselves. Because as you encourage yourself, God is going to bring such strength to you. Strength will come to you. In fact, in the story in 1 Samuel 30, one of the things I noticed is that as David inquired of the Lord and got direction from God, noticed how many people followed him? These are the same people that had stones in their hands getting ready to stone him, right? They were angry. They were mad. They were grieving. They had a sense of loss. And they had stones in their hand ready to throw it at David. But David inquired of the Lord. He went to God first. He went to God first. God gave him an answer. And then he had to act on that answer. Once he acted on that answer, an answer came not just to David, but to a bunch of other people. A bunch of other people. Why? because God chose to use David in that way. God will choose to use you in that way if you'll be an encourager. Be a Barnabas. Look for that person to take a risk on, to believe the best in, to pull them up, to advocate for, to take a risk on, to believe that God is working in somebody's life. I want to challenge us to be Barnabas people. To be Barnabas people. Because when it's all said and done, God's looking for people. He's looking for people who are like that. He looked for Barnabas when they, in the church at Antioch, they were first called Christians there. They were fasting and praying, and God said, "Set apart from me Paul and Barnabas for the work that I've set them to do." God will respond to people who have that heart to pull others up, that heart to give generously, to live generously, to be the kind of positive influence that we all need in our world and in our lives. Be what you need to somebody else. Be what you need to be for somebody else, or what you need in your life. Be that for somebody else. God will make a way for you to be that encourager. Amen? Well, praise God. I'm so excited. Next week, we're going to be dealing with the power of speaking God's word. The power of speaking God's word. And then we're going to be finishing up with hope. Finishing up with hope. And as we do that in the month of February, I want to just encourage you, those that are watching online, those that are in person, you know, we're here, and unless there is a major weather situation and that sort of thing, we're here, we're in person. We are coming back online, so to speak, with some more things. Our ukulele band starts back up next week. We've got Pastor Michael Onruk from the Czech Republic.
Amen.
At the end of February. In fact, February the 20th will be our special guest. He's coming here to the States for a conference, and he's stopping through to see us.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And so he's stopping through to see us on his way to Tulsa. And it's going to be a great time on February 20th. So we've got a couple things going. We've got this Wednesday night. We've got the communion class online. Don't miss it. I'll be bringing a word regarding communion. Then we've got the 13th is going to be our Hot Soup Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Don't worry. We'll have you out in time to see the game. And then also on the 20th, Pastor Michael Onruk and the youth and the children's classes going in February. And we're looking forward as we see Easter coming, gearing up for Easter outreach, and how God is going to position us to be the church that he has called us to be here in Mount Kisco. So praise God. If you're an online member, continue to pray. If you need any special prayer for anything, please message us. We'd like to know that you're going through something so that we can minister to you. That's how we found out about our brother Rich, is that we just did some digging and found out he hadn't been online in a couple weeks. So I reached out to some people and found out what was going on with him so that we could pray for him. Amen? That's because we're the body of Christ and we want to minister to people. So let's pray right now. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that you have the ability to help us to encourage ourselves in the Lord, to walk differently, to be able to know that you are with us, that you have an answer for us, that your word will give us light even when we feel like we're in a dark space. God, I pray right now that you would minister to your people who are watching online. God, those that are watching after this is recorded and it's no longer live, Father, we thank you for your word going forth in power. Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And I like to always give an opportunity for people to know Christ. I believe everybody that's here present in this space knows the Lord Jesus Christ, but maybe you're watching and you don't know him. I want to tell you how you can get to know him. The first step to having a relationship with God is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:9-10, that you believe in your heart that he is the Son of God, that you confess him with your mouth as your Lord, receive his forgiveness, the Bible says you'll be saved. And so I'd like us just to pray that prayer so that you know how to do it. And those that are with me live and in person will pray this with me right now. And you can just join along. And if you mean this in your heart, God will meet you right where you are. Just say this way. Say, Father God,
Father God,
I come before you,
I come before you
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe
in my heart
that Jesus is the Son of God. That he died for my sins, that he was raised from the dead. I receive his forgiveness, and I call Jesus my Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you did that for the first time, or you did that as an act of rededication, we'd like to know about it. We'd like to send you some things, help you, contact you, and help you in your walk with God. Help you find a good local church if there's not one near you. And if you can't find one, we're welcoming you online. You can be part of us online. We love you. We appreciate all of you who are partnering with us, who are praying for us. God is good. He's doing great things. We are believing for great and wonderful things in 2022. It's going to be a fresh year, and we're going to keep it fresh. Amen? Let's stand our feet for our closing verse right now. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121:7-8. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday or next week.